And take a look at sports this morning here on KJN. High school basketball last night, and we had a game for you that was a good one in Hawkeye 10 boys play. Atlantic and Shenandoah were tied for much of the contest. They were tied at 36 at halftime, 50 apiece after three quarters of play, and then tied late in the ball game as Shenandoah got a steal and a layup to tie it up at 62. Atlantic got the ball back with about 30 seconds left to go in the game. Were able to wind down the clock, and then Garrett Franken with a nice drive down the right side of the lane got fouled, went to the line, and made the both ends of a 1-1 as he knocks down the two free throws to give him a 2-point lead. And then with 5 seconds left, they were able to hold off Shenandoah. They fouled him as they went up the floor with about 2.5 seconds left, but they had a foul to give, so an inbound play had to come from the Mustangs, and their last second heave towards the hoop bounced off the backboard and the rim and fell off as Atlantic gets the win 64-62 on the road. Caught up with Coach Alan Jenkins after the game, and he talked about how it was nice to get such a great win and had a nice effort there from Garrett Franken.
Garrett was real big, had a great night offensively, and we're fortunate to get out of here with the win, but we'll take it. This is a tough place to play. There's a lot of teams we're going to struggle down here this year.
And also last night for the Trojans, Coach Jenkins talks about how they made an adjustment towards the end of the first half, where they started to do some half-court press and also switched up the defense to put Ryan Hawkins out front and run a little bit of a zone. And he felt like that helped their team get a little bit more of a rhythm.
It did change. You know, I think any struggles that we had, it wasn't necessarily because of effort. Their guards do a good job of attacking. We also thought it was a way to maybe get Macon Anderson out of his rhythm offensively and them running their sets. And that's what it was more than anything. You know, I think we got that thing to 4 or 5 a couple times. Shan came fighting right back. So, you know, it was a tough game. They knocked in a bunch of threes. I don't know what the total count was, but I thought we persevered a little bit down the stretch. We handled the last 29 seconds of the game very well offensively and defensively. And, you know, we're happy for the win.
And Coach Jenkins couldn't say enough about Shenandoah and their effort, and knows that it's still a tough games coming up here on the road in the Hawkeye 10.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the Shenandoah team. They're very good. They shot it well. They're very well coached. And we're happy to get a win. And if things don't get any easier, we've got a heck of a basketball game Tuesday night when we go to Carroll Kemper, and we'll get some things cleaned up then.
So the Trojans will try to make it to 3 in a row on the road in Hawkeye 10 play. All tough contests, and we'll see if they can do that next Tuesday night at Kemper Catholic. Other scores last night in boys play from Hawkeye 10 action. It was Harlan over Lewis Central, 55-39. Kemper Catholic beat up on Creston, 89-49. Red Oak was a 52-38 winner over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW over Grizzled, 57-55. Audubon, 67-52 over Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning was an 84-35 winner over Riverside. And Missouri Valley beat Underwood, 71-69. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva extending their regular season conference win streak up to 49 games as they beat Exira EHK 62-54. Also, Booyer Valley was a 69-43 winner over Adair Casey. Cam beat Glidden-Ralston 68-62, and West Harrison over Coon Rapids Bayard 46-42. In Pride of Iowa Conference action, I-35 over Mount Air, 57-50. Lennox beat Central Decatur, 57-56. Mormon Trail over Lamoni, 69-47. Murray beat Melcher Dallas, 56-25. And Southwest Valley over Southeast Warren, 76-66. In corner conference action last night, it was Fremont Mills beating Heartland Christian, 87-16. Sydney beat Nishnabotna, 57-41. And Stanton, 67-48 over East Mills. Other scores in boys play, Bishop Heelan over Councilboss Thomas Jefferson, 73-44. Moravia beat Orient Maxburg, 89-39. And Perry, a 79-73 win over Carroll. And in the MAC shootout, it was Glenwood beating Denison Schleswig, 79-53. Papillion La Vista over Sioux City North, 74-55. And St. Albert, 73-51 over Tri-Center. In girls basketball last night, it was Atlantic picking up a win at home over Shenandoah, 64-56, the final there. Creston beat Kemper Catholic, 32-30. Harlan over Lewis Central, 43-40. Red Oak, 55-48 over Clarinda. And St. Albert, 73-51 over Tri-Center. In Western Iowa Conference scores, Griswold beat AHSTW 37-28. IKM Manning over Riverside 79-18. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 56-41. Underwood 75-54 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over Booyer Valley 65-47. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 50-40. Exira EHK beat Arweva 58-35. Glidden Ralston over Cam 47-35. And Peyton Sherdan was a 71-49 winner over Woodbine. In Pride of Iowa Conference action on the girls' side, it was Bedford over Pleasantville 59-38. Central Decatur beat Lenox 72-38. I-35 over Mount Air 43-37. Also, it was Southwest Valley over Southeast Warren 46-31. In corner conference action, Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 82-17. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 46-41. Stanton was a 49-41 winner over East Mills as well. And also in other scores, Bishop Heelan beat Thomas Jefferson 61-24. Des Moines Christian over Guthrie Center 58-13. Moravia beat Orion Maxburg 77-35. And Perry over Carroll 55-20 in girls' hoops. And the MAC shootout, it was Glenwood beating Denison Schleswig in the final game of that, 55-47. That's high school basketball from last night. In college hoops, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will be playing a much-improved Drake team today in the Big Four Classic in Des Moines. After starting last year with a 2-7 record, the Bulldogs are 4-6 under third-year coach Ray Giacoletti.
They run really good stuff. He's got, you know, three very talented scorers. He's got a couple big kids that are impressive. He's got some athletes on the wing. So you can see him kind of putting it together piece by piece. He plays 11 guys, so he's got, you know, he's had some really good recruits. I think it's a team that's been impressive.
The trio of Reed Timmer, Cale Abrahamson, and Graham Woodward averaged 48 points per game for the Bulldogs. Timmer leads the way by averaging 19 points per game. McCaffrey says the Bulldogs are better than their 4-6 record.
What makes him so good is Abrahamson and Woodward are equally talented offensively. They can all kind of get their own. They run stuff for them. He does a really good job of going to them and mixing it up.
Iowa's 7-3 on the season coming into that game. We'll have it for you here today on KJN, 2:30 pregame, 3:30 tip-off there from Wells Fargo Arena. The second half of that Big Four Classic will be Northern Iowa taking on Iowa State. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers have focused on defense this week as they get set to play fifth-ranked Iowa State. Jacobson says the Cyclones are especially good in transition.
There aren't many. When I say there aren't many, there might not be one team better than Iowa State in transition offense. If there is, I'm not sure who that team would be. They are the best or one of the two or three best in the country in terms of transition offense, and they just get the ball on top of you so fast.
Jacobson says Iowa State plays the way they play, making it tough for assignments on defense.
They're different than a lot of teams because Niang is a fourth guard, except that he can go down to the block and isolate you down there. He handles it and passes it and shoots it like some of the better perimeter players in the country. And then he goes down to the block and he'll post you up. So you, that is something that you just don't see very often. So you've just got a lot to prepare for because they can stretch you out and they've got so many ball handlers. And that's a real challenge.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says the UNI program is a consistent winner. With Naz Mitru long sidelined for the remainder of the season, the Cyclones will need junior Matt Thomas to adapt to a bigger role. Prohm says the Cyclones will need to do a good job as well of guarding UNI senior Wes Washburn.
You know, Matt works hard. He works extremely hard. So we've got to do a great job against him. But terrific program. Obviously, a lot of respect for them and what they've been able to accomplish.
That game is set for a tip-off around 6 o'clock here tonight as part of that doubleheader at Wells Fargo Arena. And Iowa State will be with the new services of Deontay Burton, as they were hoping to ease the Marquette transfer into their rotation, but the loss of Naz Mitru Long for the season did away with that luxury. Burton, a 6'4" swing player, will be counted on as a key contributor for the fifth-ranked Cyclones, starting with today's game against Northern Iowa. Burton, a sophomore, averaged 6.9 points in 32 games at Marquette. He was named the Big 12 preseason newcomer of the year. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.